Documentaries stood out at this year's Sundance Festival, like John Chester's Biggest Little Farm, with its detailed look at the withering challenges faced by a Santa Monica couple who flees Los Angeles to start an organic farm in the California countryside. Confronted by drought, wildfire, ravenous coyotes, toxic algae, and a sick pig they can only choose to endure. Many Vermonters could relate. Rachel Lear's Knock Down the House won this year's Audience Award, and it captures a current moment as it follows four women candidates who, with little money or establishment support, campaign for seats in Congress. The clear star of the film, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is shown in an emotionally gripping process of transformation from her job as a New York City waitress and bartender to United States Congresswoman. The film also profiles West Virginia coal miner's daughter, Paula Jean Swearingen, who ran because of her belief that neighbors were getting cancer from environmental pollutants. Also Corey Bush, a St. Louis nurse who rushed to help the wounded during the recent Ferguson, Missouri upheaval. And Amy Villela, a Nevada mom whose 22-year-old daughter died from a brain clot when her local hospital turned the girl away for lack of health insurance. Each of these women proudly claimed their working-class credentials. And although Bernie Sanders isn't mentioned in the film, it's clear that his maverick candidacy played a singular role in moving them to run for office. Mads Brugger's provocative and chilling documentary, Cold Case Hammarskjöld, examines the still unsettled circumstances surrounding the mysterious 1961 plane crash that killed visionary UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld. This superb documentary appears to uncover an even more unsettling crime linked to a South African white supremacist group who appear to have also participated in the downing of the plane. This caused me to consider what might have happened if Hammarskjöld had lived and been able to facilitate the decolonization of Africa. If this fateful crash had not occurred, perhaps many new Vermonters, whom we welcome, and who came here to escape violence in that very region, would instead have been able to enjoy life in their homelands under vastly different conditions of democracy, prosperity, and peace.